Good morning, and thanks for listening to the Poetry Moment. I'm Joy Sullivan, and today I'll be reading Coyote by Danusha Lamaris. Coyote. The coyotes are wilding again, a frenzy of high-pitched yells and quick staccato yips that wafts up through my windows after dark. I thought they'd howl like wolves or dogs left out too long in the back of trucks. Not this otherworldly keening, sound that stirs up dust, slips through the black boughs of the pine, careens through the muck of the creek, its stony bed through the fetid water and old trestles, their thin sheen of rust. From down here, it's just so much ruckus, so much fury lifted on the wind, except nights they ghost, and all I can hear is the rain falling in blank verse on the roof. I do not care for the coyote's voice. It's like someone singing the blues in another dimension, feral riffs gone out of tune, notes bent until they break. But when it's quiet, I miss the way their cries echo off the hill, through the thicket, past hemlock and horsetail, through buckbrush and oak, and I want to trot four-legged in the grass, seek them out, nose skimming the duff. There is an animal inside of me that wants to tear into the body of something soft and luscious, cracking its small bones, to prowl the church of the dark, ragged and dangerous, wearing my grief like a fur jacket, to test my tongue against the rough spines of blackberry and prickly pear, feel the barbed prongs in the pit of my gut. Haven't I been good long enough? Kept my sorrows tucked in a back pocket, folded like a Swiss blade. But now I want to lie down, press my spine to the pocked earth, tear off my shirt and writhe till I loosen something at the back of my throat, make my own terrible noise, hear it slip into the iced air. Is this how they do it when they open their trick jaws, tilt their heads up? That was Coyote by Danusha Lamaris. I'm Joy Sullivan. Thanks for listening to the Poetry Moment.